What's your zodiac sign?
Oh my God, that is so Sagittarius.
I put the gem in Gemini.
Please, that is such a Leo thing.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to the Ninth House, what I like to call the Relatable Astrology Podcast, where I discuss topics in astrology and share my insights on how you too can use astrology to step into your personal power. What's up, my astrology people, and welcome back to the Ninth House. Today is the ninth episode of my Sun Sign Zodiac mini-series, and in this mini-series, I go over each of the zodiac signs' personality traits one episode at a time. And in these episodes, I break down for you guys the five main influencing factors that contribute to each of the signs' personality. And on an astrological point of view, we are going to have a look at what each sign's purpose is. And just to be clear, this doesn't mean your personal purpose, but rather it will mean the purpose of your zodiac sign, which will then explain why it is in your nature to be the way you are, depending on what zodiac sign you fall under. As well, we are going to have a look at what lesson each sign is here to teach us. And of course, I will be adding my two cents in, giving my advice to each of the signs on how to use their strengths and weaknesses to their advantage. And so for today's ninth episode, we are going to have a look at none other than my Sagittarius sun sign. Yep, in case you guys missed it by now, I am a Sagittarius sun sign, and so I am particularly excited about today's episode. What's up, my Sag gang? Today's episode is all about you. So as always, we're going to start off by getting all of our basic information in. And so when we are looking at a sign's personality trait, there are five main influencing factors that play a role here. And that is, number one, the house that it's in. Number two, its element. Number three, its modality. Number four, its ruling planet. And number five, its symbol, of course. And so for the Sagittarius, since it is the ninth sign of the zodiac, it will hold its place in the ninth house. Its element is fire, its modality is mutable, and its ruling planet is Jupiter, and its symbol is the centaur, but it is commonly referred to as the archer. Wonderful. So now that we have all that information, let's break down each aspect one by one to really see what each aspect will bring to the Sagittarius personality. And so first off, we are going to have a look at the house that it's in. And so, as we just mentioned, the Sagittarius is from the ninth house. Well, the ninth house. Kind of sounds familiar, huh? Kind of sounds like the title of this podcast. The ninth house. And so what does the ninth house represent? The ninth house is essentially the house of philosophy, higher education, and travel. The ninth house, it deals with your philosophies of life, how you view the world and your morals and your ethics. It represents higher education, meaning post-secondary, and anything that falls under the scope of religion or spirituality and the meaning of life. The ninth house is also the house of traveling, of different cultures and experiences, and it is also the house of the law and legal systems. And so here we can see that the ninth house is the house that broadens our horizons. It's the house of explorations, both mentally and physically. In this ninth house, we explore our minds, our values, our philosophies. We explore our world and all that it has to offer. We can see that being from the ninth house, Sagittarius are going to be very open-minded people. They are open to new ideas, new experiences, and people and places because they are on a quest to seek the meaning of life. They are the truth seekers. And so they will have this natural curiosity about the world and its people and its systems. Sagittarius is big picture oriented. To them, the mundane day-to-day details are much less fascinating and relevant to them as big ideas and big concepts. Being from the ninth house of higher education, Sagittarius people will constantly be educating themselves throughout their lives. They never stop to learn and acquire knowledge, whether it's in an institute or on their own terms. And being from the ninth house also implies that Sag will naturally have a deep connection to their religion or their spirituality. They will have a belief in a higher power. They often believe that something greater than them exists, and this is what propels them into looking for a deeper meaning and purpose to life. And because they're always seeking the truth and the meaning to life, Sagittarius will be preachers of their belief systems. They will always be sharing what they learn and what they feel to be true to their heart with others. And Sagittarius people, they love to talk. Remember that Sagittarius is opposing sign. If you've listened to the bonus episode on opposing sign, which if you haven't listened to it, I suggest that you do go listen to it after this. But if you listen to it, then you know that the common life theme for Sagittarius and Gemini is communication. But whereas Gemini is more personal, mundane, day-to-day communications, Sagittarius is more about communicating big ideas and concepts and philosophies. And so my point here is that Sagittarius love to talk, love to communicate their ideas and philosophies. And being from the house of explorations, as an explorer, you make for a wonderful storyteller. You love to spread your word, and you always do so in such an eloquent and captivating storytelling way. And you always have a story to tell because you're always out and about living life experiences, so you always have something to share for. And a Sagittarius will stop at nothing to satisfy their curiosity and gain knowledge. And so one of their favorite ways to gain knowledge is by living life experiences hands-on. And so Sagittarius people love to travel. They're huge travelers. They have this deep wanderlust that's deeper than any other zodiac sign, you know? That to Sagittarius, there's nothing that a good traveling experience can't fix for them, you know? Traveling is to Sagittarius what emotions are to a Cancer, what revenge is to a Scorpio, and what admiration is to a Leo. Basically, traveling is just Sagittarius's second nature. It's their therapy, it's their comfort, it's their breath of fresh air, you know? And so being that they are the travelers of the zodiac, Sagittarius will definitely have this nomadic vibe to them. And even if they have never even really traveled in their lives, they will have other ways to show their nomadic nature, and whether that is just, you know, always being out and about or wanting to sleep over at a friend's house, you know, they'll just have this nomadic nature to them. And being that the ninth house is also the house of law and legal systems, you can see that this is where Sagittarius gets their sense of justice from. Sagittarius, they don't like to be told what to do. They don't like restrictions, but they do believe in justice and they will fight for what is right. And their sense of justice goes hand in hand with their truth-seeking nature. And so being that they are the truth seekers, it kind of seems like Sagittarius forgot what it was like to have a filter. You know, you can always count on a Sagittarius to tell you the cold, hard truth. And although some Sagittarius people have a little bit more tact than others, in general, they can't help themselves from just saying it how it is. And oftentimes that's not really sensitive to other people's feelings. And so it's not to be rude. It's simply that for a Sagittarius, if it's the truth, then it must be said because they are the truth seekers and it's just what they do. And so now moving on to our second influencing factor of the Sagittarius personality, and that is its element, which is fire. And so this is the third time that we are having a look at the fire element, and our last, as Sagittarius is the third and final fire sign after Aries and Leo. However, as seen in those two episodes respectively, each of the fire signs, they use their fire energy differently. And so to recap, what does the fire element represent? The fire element is one of excitement, of adventure and impulse and passion and spontaneity and action. And so having the element of fire makes for a very lively person filled with passion and enthusiasm and adventure seeking. Fire is the element of life. And so in the previous episodes, I had compared Aries's fire as the action of fire, being like an explosion. And Leo was the spectacle of fire, being like beautiful fireworks, spectacular in the sky. And Sag is the purpose of fire, being like a campfire, giving life and warmth and light in the middle of the dark wilderness. And so Sagittarius, with their fiery nature, they want to illuminate the world with great truths and bring hope to humanity. And so we can see that the Sagittarius are going to be radiating with energy and optimism and have a warm, friendly nature. In fact, Sagittarius are the most friendly of the zodiac signs. Being that they are the explorers and truth seekers, Sagittarius love to interact with others, and having a fire element gives them the confidence to do so. And just like any fire sign, Sagittarius are blessed with leadership skills, being able to bring people together and lead them in the direction of their vision. However, Sagittarius often take time to step into their leadership roles in their lives as they feel they need to explore the world before being able to lead it. But Sagittarius people are often leading others around them without even knowing it. They inspire those around them with their high energy and constant positive reinforcements. They're always spreading good cheer and encouraging others to pursue their dreams and goals. Being a fire sign means that Sagittarius are very passionate people. Sagittarius people are passionate about their beliefs, and this is going to be transparent to those around them. Because when I said Sag make great storytellers, well, part of this is due to their fire nature, which gives passion to their way of doing things, to their way of talking, and to their way of thinking. Passion and also great impatience. Yes, being impatient is one of Sagittarius's biggest downfalls. As we said, Sag is all about the big picture, and they want to get from point A to point B in the snap of a finger. There's no time for details. There's this expression that me and my friends always say, and it's called "no time to die." And it comes from the James Bond movie. It's really funny. It's an insider. But really, this is the Sagittarius energy. It's like no time to die. We got to do what we got to do. And so this makes them very impatient. This is something that Sagittarius will have to work on throughout their lives. Their impatience and their quick temper. However, just like Aries, Sagittarius may be quick to get mad, but they are also really quick to get over it. Sagittarius people will rarely hold a grudge. They have no time and no energy for grudges. They are too happy-go-lucky to be bothered with grudges. But don't get me wrong, if you do cross a Sagittarius, it will literally be at your risk and peril. Because they may be the friendliest people, but don't be fooled. They can also be the deadliest. They simply prefer to live in a land of happy rainbows and butterflies. But if you fuck with them and disturb their happy land, well, then you have just messed with the wrong dude. They'll destroy you in 2.2 seconds. Just putting it out there. But moving on to our third influencing factor of the Sagittarius personality is its modality. And so What does the word modality mean? Well, when you think of the word modality, you can think of the word mode. So think of a sleep mode, an on mode, an off mode. A mode is simply a state in which you are in naturally. And so for Sagittarius, its natural state of being, its modality, is mutable. And so we have seen the mutable modality in Gemini and in the Virgo episode. But let's recap what the mutable modality means and how it applies to Sagittarius. And so the mutable modality, it makes for someone who is very changeable, meaning you adapt to various situations and circumstances easily. You even adapt your way of communicating, your way of thinking, your way of problem solving. You change your persona as a way to adapt to your environment. You are flexible in nature. You go with the flow. As a mutable sign, your place on the zodiac wheel comes at the end and the beginning of every season, making you the mediators of change. And so here we can see that the mutable modality is going to give Sagittarius that extra room to grow and flow in their quest of exploration. It's this mutable modality that also adds to the Sagittarius's friendly nature. They are able to adapt themselves to whatever environment they are in and find ways to make sure that everyone is feeling welcomed. Also, remember when I said that Sagittarius don't have time or energy to hold grudges. Well, this is why. Because Sagittarius are actually very forgiving people. As a mutable sign, it means that you're ever changing and you go with the flow. And so grudges are energies of the past. It's behind you. And as a mutable sign, you are moving forward. You're going with the flow. And this is why Sag have this happy-go-lucky vibe to them. Being mutable and having an open mind makes Sagittarius the most easygoing, chill people of the zodiac. In fact, it is so rare that you will see a Sagittarius take anything seriously or even personally. They are masters at laughing at themselves and turning everything into a joke. Sagittarius people really only want to have a good time and laugh and party. But because this easygoing nature turns into a carefree attitude that makes them sometimes, you know, quite irresponsible, Sagittarius, they just never think of the consequences. They just jump into things head first. Whatever comes their way, they will deal with it later. And speaking with dealing with it later, did I mention that they are the queens and kings of procrastination? Yeah. Sagittarius people are avid procrastinators, not only preferring the last minute pressure, but knowing that they do provide their best work this way. And so mutability means that Sagittarius people have a restless nature and often being quite scattered, scatterbrained, scattered in their way of doing things. Sometimes Sagittarius, they get a reputation for being, you know, just a mess. Meaning their lives sometimes seem just so disorganized to others. However, please never make the mistake to give your unsolicited advice to a Sagittarius on how to live their lives, as this is your one-way ticket straight out of their lives. A Sagittarius is all about live and let live. You do you, boo, but be sure as hell that I'll be doing me. And this will be a Sagittarius's challenge. To channel this fiery zest of life energy into a more productive way that will pair well with their mutable nature. And so now let's move on to our fourth influencing factor of the Sagittarius personality, and that is its ruling planet, Jupiter. Yay! Jupiter is, in my opinion, by far the best planet. And that's because Jupiter is a kind and giving planet. Jupiter is the planet of luck, of abundance, of expansion, and growth. The planet Jupiter is associated with being the planet of good humor, of optimism, of mercy and generosity, but it is also the planet of excess and overindulgence and irresponsibility. But on a deeper level, what Jupiter is really about, it's Jupiter's energy is about raising our awareness beyond the physical world and encouraging us to reach and expand to our fullest potential. And so there you have it, folks. Basically, Jupiter is the sum up of a Sagittarius's personality in a nutshell. And so when you think of Jupiter, just think of everything in big, in excess. And so this is why Sagittarius people do everything in big. Jupiter is about having no boundaries. And so Sagittarius people often lack boundaries. And this is also what gives Sag a little bit of an extremist personality in the sense that for Sag, everything is all or nothing. Go big or go home. And so it's often that the Sagittarius will have a reputation for being big party animals. Indeed, Sagittariuses love to have a good time. They love a good party, and they truly will do anything for the purpose of entertainment and a good laugh. So yes, it may be a thing for Sagittarius people to overdo it in the party scene, inheriting the title of party boy and party girl. And Jupiter gives Sagittarius this blind optimism, which can lead them to some irresponsibility. But also having Jupiter as your ruling planet is what makes Sagittarius to be so happy-go-lucky. As they have the planet of luck, it's like Sagittarius people just have a horseshoe up their ass and somehow always seem to get away with the things that most people don't. They're just blessed by a certain touch of luck that always helps things work out in their favor in the end. Jupiter is a generous planet, as I mentioned, and this transcends to the Sagittarius personality. They have a very generous nature, always wanting to spoil the ones that they love and wanting to take care of everything. The heart of a Sagittarius is so big, with so much love to give. In fact, being that Jupiter is the planet of expansion, and remember I said that Sagittarius do everything in big, well, this also goes for their affection. The love of a Sagittarius is unlike any other. It is so big and giving. However, being that they are so freedom-loving and lack boundaries, Sagittarius are some of the hardest people to pin down in relationships. The loyalty of Sagittarius is often questioned, having a reputation for being cheaters. But simply put, if a Sag feels caged up by their partner or their relationship, then yes, a Sagittarius will have a tendency to run the other way. However, if you do not try to change the Sagittarius and simply accept them for who they are without restricting their wild and free spirit, then you can be sure that a Sagittarius will be more loyal than loyalty itself. And that's no questions asked. But essentially, Jupiter gives Sagittarius a larger than life vibe to them, radiating positive energy and spreading good cheer all around. And so now, moving on to our final influencing factor of the Sagittarius personality, is their symbol, the Archer, which is represented by the Centaur. And a centaur, for those of you who don't know, is a half man, half horse. And so the centaur with his bow and arrow are symbolic for the Sagittarius's dual nature, half animal, half human, representing their wild and untamed nature. But most importantly, the symbol of the arrow pointing towards the sky represents aiming for a higher spiritual and philosophical life. The centaur shoots his arrow upwards, his eyes fixed in the distance, representing his focus on the big picture. It's also symbolic for the Sagittarius's straight shooting nature, which represents their direct and honest personality. Being a straight shooter and having the fire element makes for Sagittarius to be damn impatient. They are the most impatient sign of the zodiac. And this will be one of Sagittarius's more challenging personality traits, surely. Also, you can see that this archer slash centaur symbol is really what comes and gives Sagittarius their extremely independent and free-spirited nature. Being that they are half horse, half man, a Sagittarius will always have a deep longing for freedom and to live life on the wild side. They have an adventurous spirit and they love anything spontaneous. Also, centaurs in mythology are known to be warriors. And although Aries is the main archetype of a warrior, Sagittarius is a close second. They have the same courage and confidence needed for battle. And being that Sagittarius are the truth seekers and they are symbolized by the straight arrow of honesty, you can be sure that truth and honesty is at the top of a Sagittarius list. They hate lies and liars more than any other zodiac sign. Lying to a Sagittarius will probably be the biggest mistake of your life. This is literally their ultimate trigger and also their ultimate turnoff. And so if you're trying to befriend or date a Sagittarius, whatever you do, stay away from the lying. Lying to a Sagittarius can really lead to some ugly business. All right, so those were the five influencing factors of the Sagittarius personality traits broken down for you guys. And so now that we have gone over all these details individually, let's kind of put all this information together and create an overall Sagittarius character storyline. And so it goes like this. Sagittarius are the explorers of the zodiac. They are always looking for their next adventure on a quest to find the deeper meaning to life. They have a thirst for knowledge and will continuously gain knowledge throughout their lives, making them quite wise in their later years. They have a wide variety of interests, open to try anything once, twice if it was fun. Having such an independent and free-spirited nature, one finds it difficult to tame a Sagittarius. They make up their own rules as they go and will not let anyone tell them what to do or how to do. They are outspoken and wear their heart on their sleeves. As the symbol, the archer, they are straight shooters who aim for the stars with blind optimism. They are so focused on the big picture that they cannot be bothered with the mundane restrictions of life, sometimes leading them to irresponsibility and recklessness. As their ruling planet, Jupiter, Sagittarius knows no boundaries. For them, the world is their oyster and their restless energy yearns to see it all. A Sagittarius's belief in a higher power propels them into finding a meaningful and fulfilling purpose to their lives. Open-minded as they are, Sagittarius people are welcome to everyone they meet, making them some of the most genuinely friendliest people you can ever meet. Happy-go-lucky as they are, Sagittarius is always in good humor, making them an attractive energy to be around. They are always making people laugh, sharing their most far-fetched stories and finding ways to boost each and everyone's confidence. They are extremely generous people who have a heart of gold, willing to give the clothes off their back for not only the ones they love, but pretty much anyone in need. True to their word, you can always count on a Sagittarius to tell it like it is. However, a Sag should be aware of their more challenging personality traits, as their direct and truthful nature often leads them to a tactless and blunt delivery. Sagittarius are known to come off as quite rude to others. Although a Sagittarius doesn't see this as being rude, but rather simply being truthful, a Sagittarius must consider that although their message is good, perhaps their method of delivering the message can use some improvements. Additionally, Sagittarius are also infamous for their impatience and quick temper and will need to cultivate temperance within themselves. And so now that we have broken down the five aspects one by one and put it all back together in this short little storyline, what have we learned about the Sagittarius personality? What can we see? Well, we can see that the Sagittarius people are going to be people who are very independent, free-spirited, kind of wild in nature. They're honest almost to a fault. They are happy-go-lucky people who love to spread good cheer and joy. They are positive and optimistic. They're friendly and welcoming, and they love to travel and explore the world and gain knowledge. They're going to be really spiritual or religious, or at the very least, they're going to be very, very open-minded people. And they are usually pretty excessive, doing everything in grand. And we know that they could be quite irresponsible and reckless, but that they do have a lucky strike to them that usually ends up saving their ass. Now let's have a look at the purpose of Sagittarius and the zodiac, because yes, all zodiac signs have a purpose and is here to contribute to the world in their own way and to teach us a lesson. And so the purpose of Sagittarius is to be the truth seeker of the zodiac. They are here to find the deeper meaning to life, to look past the material world around us, and to find our connection to a higher power. Sagittarius is here to unravel the deep and meaningful, forgotten mystery of life. That mystery being, why are we here? What is our purpose? The Sagittarius is here to unleash our deep inner purpose that feeds our soul. And so Sagittarius people will have a thirst for seeking knowledge, for traveling, and for gaining life experiences that will broaden their visions and understanding of the world. This is why Sagittarius people make excellent teachers and philosophers, because their purpose is to seek the truth of the world and to share it generously with all of us. If Sagittarius can bring the truth to us, then maybe the veil of our egos can be lifted, and then we will no longer live our lives mindlessly. Sagittarius know that if one would follow their heart and live their lives with passion, they would find purpose and meaning. And so it is the Sagittarius' mission to bring the truth to people, to open their eyes, to broaden their minds to the ideas and concepts that allow for them to connect to their spirituality. Ultimately, a Sagittarius knows that living a life aligned with our purpose and our spiritual nature is a life of freedom and opportunity. This is why Sagittarius are so pushy about their beliefs. It's simply because they know how liberating and fulfilling they are. However, it is precisely this pushy way of delivering information that will cause others to perhaps reject the Sagittarius message. And this will be the Sagittarius' challenge in this lifetime. They must learn to deliver their message of truth in a way that will be accepted with open ears. Perhaps their blunt and pushy way of sharing information can use a little refinement. Your message is so important, Sagittarius, and your delivery must be just as important if the message is to be received by your peers. I know you want to change the world, and as obvious and true as it seems for you, remember that not everyone has the same open mind as you do. And so getting to know your audience and how to reach them will be of equal importance as your message itself. I know that you have an impatient temperament, making you want to skip the necessary steps. But like I said, what is the point of delivering a message if it falls into a deaf man's ears? And so here's where my advice comes in for you, my Sag fam. And just know that this is coming from personal experience, as I am taking my own advice here as a Sagittarius myself. My Sagittarius, do you ever feel like your message is misunderstood? Like people take things the wrong way, or sometimes you fail to express yourself properly? Yeah, me too. And so, first off, I just want to say, I get it. You have so much passion inside of you. I know your message and your truth is just so powerful to you, and you're so passionate about sharing it with others. And I know that when you start going off about a certain subject that is so dear to your heart, you have this intense warrior-like way of presenting it. And I don't know if this is just me, but I realize that every time that I'm passionate about something, whenever I talk about it, it seems almost like I'm getting defensive about it. But it's not defensive. It's simply that there's such a fire inside me that is burning. And so my delivery, my message that comes out is so fiery, but sometimes that fire is too hot to handle and can burn people. And so basically, what I'm trying to say is if you want your message or your story to be heard and to be understood and to have as much of an impact as possible, then you gotta learn to create a mindful delivery. And so whether it's about sharing something that you feel passionate about or simply dumping the cold hard truth onto someone, it's really important that you take a step back before shooting that arrow of yours. And what I mean by this is basically to just think before you speak. And I know this seems like an obvious one, but it's going to be a difficult task for you, my Sagittarius, as I know that you guys are an act first, think later kind of person. As am I. But you are here to expand our consciousness as a whole. And so being mindful about how you go about expanding consciousness is going to be crucial. So here's what has really changed my life and helped me manage my impatience and tactfulness and self-awareness in my way of sharing my information with others. And that is mindfulness. And mindfulness is going to be one of your toughest challenge for you, my Sagittarius, as it will have to be a daily and repetitive work that you must do on yourself. You must actively and consciously choose your words wisely and ask yourself, is what I'm saying of value? And if so, is it being shared in a way that others will accept it openly, or am I imposing it? And when others seem to be reticent towards your information, then mindfully accept that this is not for everyone and that them not knowing your truth doesn't stop you from benefiting from it on your end. Learn to let go if people don't want to jump in on your ideas. Even if you think you know best, even if you think you know that this is going to change their lives. Part of being a great teacher is letting your students make their own mistakes along the way. Everyone has their own journey and their own path and their own rhythm, and you can only guide them as far as they want to be guided. Therefore, practicing mindfulness will not only help you find better ways to spread your word, but also it will help you to recognize when to let go so that you don't waste all your precious fire on people who don't want to see the light. And honestly, mindfulness has helped me manage my impatience and has made me so much more tolerant towards the things that I absolutely cannot change and are out of my control. And I know we be passionate. I know we mean well, but also we must take a moment to reflect on the impact of our words and how they are interpreted by others. So yeah, I'm going to say that my advice to you, my Sag fam, is to practice mindfulness every single day. You'll see, it will change your life and your interactions with others around you. I promise. And so that's what I have for you guys for today's Sagittarius episode. But as always, before I let you guys go, I wanted to share with you guys some Sagittarius celebrities, just so that you have a reference point and so that you can relate and see who your Sagittarius brothers and sisters are. And so we have Miley Cyrus, Taylor Swift, Chrissy Teigen, Brad Pitt, Billie Eilish, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Lucy Liu, Jake Gyllenhaal, Jay-Z, DJ Khaled, Nicki Minaj, Vanessa Hudgens, Tyra Banks, Hailey Bieber, Rita Ora, Scarlett Johansson, Walt Disney, Jimi Hendrix, Jane Austen, Mark Ruffalo, Katherine Heigl, Jon Stewart, Trey Songz, Anna Faris, Ben Stiller, Amanda Seyfried, Ian Somerhalder, Jamie Foxx, Samuel Jackson, Raven Simone. That's so Raven. Oh my God, I used to love that show. And that is why this episode is also titled That's So Sagittarius. For your information, she is my Sag inspo. But okay, I'm going to stop the list there. But I did just want to give honorable mentions to one of my absolute fave Sagittarius, who is my role model, and she is not a full-on celebrity, but she's a YouTuber and a podcaster and an influencer, and her name is Lior Alexandra. She is a wonderful and inspiring girl who is all about spirituality and self-development. And so if you don't already know who she is and that stuff is your kind of jam, then I highly suggest that you check her out. You will fall in love with her and her beautiful soul. And this is not a promo or anything. It is just a person, a fellow Sag queen that I am absolutely obsessed with, absolutely in love with her. And so I just wanted to give her a shout out, an honorable mention, Lior Alexandra. Check her out. And so that's a wrap for this 9th episode of my Sun Sign Zodiac mini series. And I hope that you guys enjoyed learning about the Sagittarius sun signs today. And in the next episode, I will be going over Capricorn sun sign. So stay tuned for that. I upload an episode every week, but I haven't settled on a fixed date yet. So if you want to know when the next episode comes out, then you can click the subscribe button and you will be notified when any new episode comes out. If you guys have enjoyed today's episode or any episode at all, I would be so thankful if you could share it with your friends or share it on your socials. My mission is to bring astrology in the hearts of as many people as possible, because I believe that this is one of the greatest self-help tools, for self-discovery, and for a better understanding of people in general. And so, if you guys are willing to help me in my mission, then please leave a rating and a review for this podcast, as this is the best way to grow the podcast organically and gain visibility for those who are searching for this kind of content. And as always, if you guys wish to message me privately with any questions or comments regarding the podcast, the episodes, or anything astrology, you can always do so by email. My email is listed in the show notes below. Or you can send me a DM on Instagram at the Ninth House Podcast, and I'll be glad to answer you. So I'll see you guys in the next episode. I love you lots. Bye.